Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Just Saying Podcast. It's been a while. We've missed you, and I'm sure you've missed us. We are here for another episode. We've got a lot to talk about once again in the world of sports. I'm here with my main man.
This is Shyler.
Talk to the people, Shyler.
Yeah, so like you said already, I mean, it's been a minute. It's been a little too long. Quite a bit of news has come and go. There's a lot that we're going to leave out. And if we had all day, we could hit it all. But there's a lot we're going to have to leave out. But we got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. One thing I want to give just kind of like a quick 30-second honorable mention to. I've never played soccer, never really watched soccer. It's never been my thing. But I would be remiss if we didn't at least mention the fact that there's this chaos, we'll say, going on over in Europe, over this European Super League, which essentially just kind of takes all of the dynasties of the past 20, 25 years and puts them in a league of their own and kind of throws the rest out to the gutter. So got to mention that. But we got a few good topics today.
Got a big course, topic today.
Yeah, of course, we got to get going into this trial. Finally ended today. We'll talk about that a little bit. It's also worth mentioning that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are cooking something up for next year. That's definitely going to be worthwhile mentioning. On top of that, the NFL draft, less than 2 weeks away. So you're going to hear our early draft predictions. We'll probably bounce back to this topic next week to give a more final word, if that's the way to word it, on this 2021 NFL draft. And finally, we're going to wrap it up with one of, I don't even think it's controversial anymore, but whether or not NCAA players should be allowed to earn money off of their names and likenesses. So stay tuned for that. We're going to wrap the entire show up with that nice topic right there. So let's jump into it. Julio, do you want to kick us off this trial? What do you want to say? What do you think? Let's hear it.
Well, the trial came to an end today, and the result was a guilty verdict on all counts for Derek Chauvin, the officer who killed George Floyd. And there was a lot of talk about how this would affect the world sports. We know, you know, there was a standstill in sports for a while when this went down and happened. The NBA game stopped. Players didn't want to play. There was discussion as to whether the season should be finished or not. So that all came to a close pretty much today. Obviously, we don't have any sentencing yet, but he was declared guilty. And the Raiders put out a pretty interesting tweet, and they're getting some flack for it. It was just a black screen, white bold letters, "I can breathe" in today's date. Now, they're catching a lot of flack for this, and I'm not sure why. I think I can see what they were going for. I'm not sure if that was the best way, but I don't think they were against the verdict. I don't. What do you think about this, Shyla?
Yeah, so I don't know. Here's my thing. First of all, I'm blanking on his name. Oh my God, I can picture him. I know his name. The Raiders owner, Julia, what is his name?
The Raiders owner.
Yes.
I have no idea who owns the Raiders.
All right. The Raiders owner, Mark Davis. There we go. The Raiders owner, Mark Davis, came out and said that he sent out the tweet. He takes full responsibility. He doesn't want anybody other than himself to take any flack, any blame, anything from this whole incident, which first and foremost, I think you have to respect an owner being willing to kind of shield the brunt of that for his organization and his franchise. Now that we've moved past that, I don't know. I think this "I can't breathe" rhetoric has been so tied to this one particular event and will remain tied throughout history to this event. I mean, that phrase is I feel like at the root of all of this. Now, obviously, the verdict, you know, was I think the best result they could have gotten. I mean, I do believe he was guilty. Of course, you know, that's my belief. The majority of our peers believe that as well. But the Raiders going out and saying that I can't, you know, that tweet, I can breathe. I don't know. I think, like I said, or like you said, I'm sorry. Gotta understand what they're saying. It's like, wow, you know, this has been 300 plus days. What a relief. Glad to see that this is over. Justice has been served.
Right.
That being said, because the I can't breathe rhetoric is so tied to this horrific event, I think that there are other ways to say, oh, wow, we are so relieved that this whole ordeal is over and justice has been served.
No doubt. No doubt. But you got to remember, like, this is the NFL we're talking about. We remember the backlash from just kneeling at the national anthem. So for an NFL team, especially now that you mentioned it, a owner, to have the guts and go out there and at least try to you know, put an ear to the streets, so to say, and really, you know, try to show some sort of support. I think we should applaud the attempt before, like, I feel like in the culture right now, this cancel culture thing, we're so quick to, like, judge what other people do, like, oh, they're canceled, or this, they're this, or they're that. At least they tried.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely 110% right, and I like the way you phrase that. You have to applaud their attempt, because while not executed in the best manner,
right,
perhaps that is because of this cancel culture. I mean, I can't be 100% certain, but I mean, you like to believe that the Raiders organization meant well with this, and, you know, meant to say, like, we're with you, we're saddened, we're relieved, but I mean, you gotta know better. And I mean, maybe you can't know better, because I mean, anybody can say anything, and one important influential person can take it the wrong way, and the rest of the world, you know, kind of lights up on fire. So it's difficult in this climate that we're in. I think you really wrapped it up well, in that we should applaud their attempt, but maybe condemn their execution.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, I think justice was served. You know, there's people on both sides saying this and that. There's reports about George Floyd's character, drug use, past, this and that involved. You know, I don't think that matters, just my personal opinion. He could have been a lunatic. You don't press your knee on somebody's neck for 9 minutes. And he was in handcuffs. So just based off of that, you could have used your taser. You could have done, I'm not by any means a police officer, have any experience of it, but, you know, I have two eyeballs. And from what I saw in the video, I think justice was served today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think justice was served. And I mean, you're right. Despite the, you know, people trying to drag this man's name through the mud, drug use, you know, history, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, at the end of the day, sure, you know, those things may have been less than ideal. But instead of, you know, saying, oh, well, he did this and he did that to try to justify a killing, which, by the way, is not how this country is built to address types of issues like that. It doesn't result in death or public execution, which I think is important to note. But in this case, in this trial, I mean, I don't know. I think that the conversation should kind of sit around the idea that, you know, why did he have these problems, and there wasn't a system in place to kind of help support him, and, you know, support the distancing from drug use, or, you know, support the community that he was a part of to prevent some of the things that he got involved in. You know, why aren't there questions saying, you know, there's a problem here, how can we fix it? Instead, it's no, well, this guy did this and this and this, so it makes it okay that he got killed, because that's not really how it should go.
Right. I agree with you completely. There's people on both sides. I don't think this comes down to A lot of people try to make it a political issue. I don't think it is. I think it's just comes down to right and wrong. And I just feel that, I just hope that at least George Floyd's family feels like they got some closure today.
Absolutely. And for anyone listening to this podcast, once we let it go live, I mean, I don't want you to think that my, like the way I'm speaking, kind of a lot of ums and uhs and pauses is, you know, the reason I'm doing this is because I don't want to, you know, go about saying this the wrong way, because I mean, we saw today how easy it is to have the right intentions and the wrong execution. So I'm just trying to be careful there. I think we did a pretty good job hitting that. I'd love to hear what some of our listeners think. So, you know, get engaged with us on Twitter and let us know how you feel about the results of this trial. Julia, what we've got to talk about are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
My boys, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, so I saw a statistic the other day that said that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the first team in the Super Bowl era to win a Super Bowl and then return all 22 starters the following year.
They know what they have.
That's a hell of a feat to pull off. Shout out to the front office there, getting it done, getting everybody back. I know there's a little bit of push and pull with the Antonio Brown situation down there, but ideally they get him secured. But man, what do you think this means for next season, Julio?
I think they're going back to the Super Bowl and Tom Brady's winning his 7th ring. Wait, his 8th ring. I can't even keep track of how many championships this man has. This is ridiculous. I think he goes back and he wins another one. Absolutely.
I can't agree with you. I can't. I think that there are too many
intelligent. I thought you had learned your lesson by now, Shyler.
I think there are too many intelligent minds in this league. I think there are too many people in different organizations across the NFL that are intelligent enough to figure out the Buccaneers, figure out a way to beat them. They've got the personnel. They've got the offensive and defensive schemes locked down. And now they've got a team of starters who's been there and done that and understands the system. But there are some pretty good teams and some pretty intelligent football minds, players, coaches, front office across the league. So I think they've got a good chance of getting back to the Super Bowl. But I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult than it was this past season. I mean, I feel once they hit the playoffs this year, they just kind of rolled. I don't think that'll be the case in 2021.
Who's going to beat them?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there are so many good teams that it really could be.
Who?
I don't know who necessarily. I think the Chiefs stand a good chance. I think we'll have to wait and see how this draft shapes out. But, I mean, quite a few teams I think could take a stab at them.
Okay, you said the Chiefs.
You want me to rattle off some more team names? Okay.
Just give me one more.
The Seahawks. Bruh. How about this? How about this? A healthy San Francisco 49ers team.
Bruh.
If they can get a good quarterback out of the draft that can perform right off the bat.
A rookie quarterback is going to go up and beat Tom Brady? Bruh. Is that what you just said? Is that what I just heard your mouth utter?
A rookie quarterback with the running backs, the wide receivers, the offensive line, the defense that they have, and the coaching, I think they stand a chance. Like I said, Russell Wilson, the Arizona Cardinals are looking like a place to be.
You don't even believe that.
Too young, but I think they got a chance. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is never not dangerous, so you got to worry about him.
He wasn't dangerous last year.
Oh, he was pretty dangerous last year.
Was he? What was the score again? I gotta see that score again.
Don't worry about it.
No, I got to look it up. I don't remember. I know it was a blowout. It wasn't. It wasn't a blowout. The last time they played, it was 38-10. That was, and then in the championship, it was 31-26. So they beat them twice last year. He was a real danger.
I'm telling you, in general, Aaron Rodgers is a man you don't want to mess with. And I don't think you can count him out now that he's got another year in this Matt LaFleur.
Tom Brady has made a career of messing with him.
Well, I have to say is we shall see. We shall see. I think this is a good way to branch into our next topic, which is our thoughts.
What?
Are our thoughts? Someone will correct me, I'm sure.
What are you talking about, man?
Our thoughts on the 2021 NFL draft, how that's going to shake down. Julio, I know you asked if I would take the lead on that. So
I have no idea who's in this draft class.
I think the best way to do it, just kind of start with the first team. The team with the first overall pick. That would be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm guessing they're taking Trevor Lawrence.
You got to assume they're going to take Trevor Lawrence. They desperately need a quarterback down there. Kyle Pitts, tight end. People are saying that he's the next Gronkowski, the next Kittle, the next Kelsey. So he's going to go top five for sure. If the Jaguars somehow, you know, make some kind of boneheaded decision and don't take Trevor Lawrence, I think that that Kyle Pitts would be a good option. But they could also go offensive line and defensive line. This is a very deep draft in terms of offensive linemen. So watch out for a lot of late round offensive line picks. But yeah, you got to assume Trevor Lawrence.
Is Minshew still there?
He is. He is, but I don't think he's the guy, and I think that they understand that. So if they've got the number one overall pick, I mean, you might as well go after the guy, Trevor Lawrence.
I thought Minshew was their guy.
Minshew's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's the guy. If they don't take a quarterback, if they believe that Minshew is their guy, who do you think they take, or what position at least?
I would have to say offensive line. They have a young quarterback who's a good quarterback, proven to be a good quarterback in Minshew. So why not get him some protection? Either that or, like you said, go Kyle Pitts and get an offensive weapon for him. Either those would be a good option for them.
See, now, I don't think it can be offensive line because they've got the number one overall pick. And like I said, this is a deep draft for offensive linemen. So where's the strategy in holding on to the first overall pick? If you can trade that, kind of jump back a little bit, and reap some huge rewards for giving up that first overall pick.
In trade for somebody?
Exactly. Why would why wouldn't you trade whoever? I mean, you can trade it to three overall, the 49ers. But I mean, why would you have the first?
If you're going to go in that direction, that's not a bad idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they go offensive line, they should trade their first overall pick, and they haven't done so. So I don't think that's all that feasible for the Jaguars. What I do think is very possible is Zach Wilson to the Jets.
So they're going to move on. Well, didn't Sam Darnold moved around, right?
Sam Darnold is in Carolina now.
I remember that now. So they don't have a quarterback. They're definitely going to draft a quarterback.
I think so. And now I know that the Carolina Panthers are high up in the draft. I think they may be. I have to look it up. But I think they might be top 10. If the Carolina Panthers have a chance to go after Kyle Pitts, I think that they have to do it.
McCaffrey. That would be great. That would be a good move.
They have the 8th overall pick. So if they can get Kyle Pitts, you already have Christian McCaffrey. Now you've got Sam Darnold, a couple of weapons, and you start building down there in Carolina.
You got Robbie Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Robbie Anderson. Familiar with Sam Darnold.
I like his play, man. He's a good running back. Wide receiver.
Yeah. And then a lot of people are saying that Mac Jones could go 3rd overall, a quarterback out of Alabama, which would mean that the top 3 draft picks are quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and then Mac Jones, which could be pretty interesting.
Who's got the 3rd?
The 49ers.
Ah, so they're going to move on from Jimmy.
They very well could.
Such a shame.
It really is. All right, now, Julio, I want you to take the lead on this one. I'm curious as to your perspective. NCAA players, should they be able to earn money while they're in school? Yes or no?
Well, I thought this was a close case already. Obviously, they should be making money off of their likeness and their names. They're the ones bringing the money in. They're the ones who people are paying to come in and see. If your team is trash, nobody's going to go to the game. So they're coming to see the players. If you're losing games, nobody's going to come and fill up the arena. So I think they're bringing the audience in. They're performing at a very high level. The schools are profiting. So I still don't understand the reason why not. And I think very few people are against this at this time.
I think I have to agree with you. I think at this point, the only person or people or organization against this is the NCAA itself. and maybe a few spiteful people who were in the NCAA and didn't get it. So because they didn't get it, now these people can't. But no, pay the players, especially, I mean, they have this NFT thing. I mean, pretty soon this is going to get monetized and athletes, you know, artists all over the world are going to figure out how to really capitalize on these NFTs. So just to give these NCAA players the opportunity to earn something off of their own abilities, I think at any level is very important.
Tell them to bring
it's more than give these guys their money.
Absolutely. I thought this would be more difficult to discuss. I mean, now that I think about it, yeah, the NCAA has got to be the only organization against this.
And I don't even understand why.
I don't know. I think it's the sanctity of the NCAA kind of thing.
Please.
To be amateur sports, and if you start earning money, you're no longer an amateur athlete.
Yeah, well, when they began, these guys weren't like this, all right? These guys who are playing amateur now are super, super high level. They should be getting paid for their hard work that they started since they were born, basically.
Absolutely. Now, paid by school? Not necessarily. But if they're able to, you know, go out and play really well and you know, create
some merch,
their name on it, and they sell that, you know, they sign a few autographs, absolutely. All theirs. All in the realm of possibilities, I believe.
Absolutely. All right, Charlotte, I think we're good to end it there. You got any last words?
Last word, I got my second dose of the COVID vaccine. got that today. For the most part, feeling good. Feeling a little, not under the weather, just a little groggy, kind of tired. But go get your vaccines, people. Let's get past this thing. We almost beat COVID. We're on the way. So that's all I got to say.
Slow and steady. We'll make it there, people. Thank you once again for tuning in. As always, don't forget to go follow the Twitter at Just Saying Podcast. That's JUSSAYIN Podcast. Comment, like, subscribe on Spotify. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know what you think. And as always, I don't know. What is that, Zalzwick? We don't even have a catchphrase.
Come on. Sell out.
We need a catchphrase, Charlotte.
Subscribe. We just got to tell them to subscribe.
That's our catchphrase.
Take this opportunity to sell out and benefit personally.
Subscribe.
Absolutely.
Like, comment. That's our catchphrase. Bye.